Good day, North Pole. Today is November 27th. It's a perfect day for getting outside and enjoying the warm weather. Your current temperature is just -4°C. Traffic is moving smoothly on all roads with no accidents or delays reported. Our listener email today comes from Mayor Elf Harry, who wishes to remind everyone about the tree lighting downtown tonight. He writes, "Happy holidays, elves. Please come out this evening to see Santa Claus light the North Pole's official Christmas tree. It stands 40 feet high at the center of Polar Park. Christmas carol singing begins at 5 p.m. and the tree lighting will be at 6 p.m. Thanks, Elf Harry, for the reminder. I'm sure no elf wants to miss it. Now we will continue on with Lucrece Beale's Christmas story, Santa and the Pigwidgeon. The part of the Pigwidgeon is being read by our guest, Elf Hunter. Chapter 14, The Eating Contest. The Pigwidgeon was a mite, a dwarfling, a peewee, a runt of a pygmy. He marched up to Claus.
"What are you doing here?"
he demanded in a high, squeaky voice. Claus told himself he could not possibly be afraid of a creature so small.
"You have put a curse on all the children of the land," he said sharply. "I have come to ask you to lift it."
"You promised not to open the black purse that was left in your keeping,"
said the Pigwidgeon.
"I myself left the purse there to test you. The promise was broken, and now the children sleep."
"It was no fault of the children," cried Claus. "You must wake them."
"Yes," blurted Patrick Tweedlenees, "and lift the curse you laid on the elves so that they must live underground forevermore."
"And who is going to make me do these things?"
inquired the Pigwidgeon icily. There was a moment's silence. Then Tweedlenees cleared his throat and said calmly, "Claus is." The Pigwidgeon sputtered. He fell to the floor. He rolled over and over, squealing and holding his sides. He very nearly turned inside out with laughter. The other pygmies howled, too. It seemed the roof of the castle would blow off in so much laughter. At last the Pigwidgeon got to his feet. He wiped the tears from his eyes and blew his nose with a wisp of a handkerchief. Then he said,
"You think yourself more powerful than I?"
"More clever," murmured Claus. "It comes to the same thing."
The Pigwidgeon threw back his head and blew a cloud of smoke from his mouth. He vanished in the cloud. An instant later, the cloud was gone and the Pigwidgeon appeared again.
"Can you do that?"
he demanded.
I do not wish to disappear," stammered Claus. "I am here to make you lift the curse."
"Well,"
said the Pigwidgeon indulgently,
"let us have a contest. If you win, perhaps I shall lift the curse. The elf said you like roast pig. Very well. Let us see who can eat the most."
He took Claus into the kitchen and shut the door. There was a table before a roaring fire. On the table were 10 succulent roast pigs. The Pigwidgeon sat down and sank his teeth into a roast. In 5 minutes, all that was left was bones and a tail. He ate a second roast and a third and a fourth and a fifth. The pigs the Pigwidgeon ate had been secretly stripped of most of their meat and covered back over with skin. Nevertheless, the meat that remained had so stuffed the tiny Pigwidgeon that he now collapsed in a stupor behind an enormous pile of bones and 5 curly tails. Claus sat before the 5 remaining pigs. He nibbled on the choice bits of each roast and licked his fingers and stared at the fire. At last he knew what he must do. When the Pigwidgeon woke, he raised his bloated head.
"Well, what have you eaten?"
he demanded.
"All," replied Claus.
"But the bones, the tails, where are they?"
"All eaten," replied Claus calmly.
And so they were, for while the Pigwidgeon slept, Claus had thrown the unfinished pigs into the fire, which had eaten them up, skin, bones, tails, and all. Tune in next time for Chapter 15, Elves. This Elfcast has been brought to you by Santa's Letter Office. The deadline to request a real letter from Santa Claus is December 12th at writtenbysanta.webs.com. Have a good day, North Pole.